It's time for Live and Local here at KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Vesper concerts. Boy, do they have some great concerts. And it is fun music. It's inventive music. And this one is no exception. With me is the executive director of Vesper Concerts, Christy Troy. Christy, thank you for
joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate you coming in. With all the political things going on, we can take a musical break.
Yeah,
cleanse our souls for a moment.
This would be the perfect opportunity. It's a Monday night concert.
Which is a little different than usual.
It's a little different than usual. It is still at Presbyterian Church of the Cross. It's at 7 p.m. It's free. And Imani is a really big deal. I was talking with a friend of mine who just recently received her doctorate in oboe performance, and she says in her mind, this is probably the top wind ensemble in the world today, and we're lucky to have them right here in Omaha for the first time ever, actually. They've never been here before.
Now, how did you do that when you're working with everybody to set up the season? And of course, there's a coordination of calendars and everything. But how did you hear about Imani and express your interest?
You know, I think it was probably on our minds to maybe get a group like that here with Vesper Concerts. And our philosophy is you don't know if you don't ask. And so we asked, and they happened to be in the area also on a tour, a short tour to this part of the country. And so we got them to make a stop in Omaha.
Well, that's very exciting. So in essence, what we're talking about on February 10th at 7 p.m., we're talking about world-class entertainment right here in Omaha. And oh, by the way, it's free.
Oh, by the way, yes. Oh, by the way, it's free.
That's amazing.
It's fantastic.
Can you tell us a little bit about the program from what you know at the moment?
Lot of variety. They write their own compositions. They're all incredibly wonderful musicians in their own right. They've all, you know, gone to Oberlin or Juilliard or Manhattan School of Music, and worked with a lot of great people in the classical music industry. But so they write their own compositions as well as take arrangements of orchestral pieces, you know, that have huge orchestras normally, and then they condense it down for five instruments. And so they'll be playing a little bit of everything, some classical pieces, some arrangements of African-American spirituals, and just everything in between, really.
Think about that condensation process of taking these orchestral pieces and breaking them down to just five or six instruments.
Yes.
That's a kind of a daunting task in itself.
You bet.
So certainly something to behold.
And they play it like they make it look easy.
Sure.
Which I know it's not. But
sure. Fair enough.
It's flawless, exciting, inspirational playing.
Absolutely. So that happens here just coming up next Monday. As you look, what do we look like for the rest of the season?
Well,
here?
In March, we have a collaboration with the choir program at UNO again, and are bringing in a composer. His name's Joel Thompson, and performing one of his works, and also with Central High School, the choir from Central High School. So another big collaboration. We finished the season in April with the Sybarite Five String Quintet, who were on our series a couple summers ago, and just again a lot of exciting music that they bring.
Yeah, they sure were. Actually, they were here in the studio as well. We did an interview.
Fantastic.
With
That's right.
Who played there. So, that's really neat. If people were looking for information about the Vesper Concert series, where might one go for that?
You go to vesperconcerts.org, and everything is right there. Season, you know, where and when, everything you need to know.
That's fantastic. I do have to ask you, because you can't stop smiling as we're talking about all this stuff. What is the favorite part of your job?
Oh, goodness.
As executive director?
I love actually meeting and spending time with the artists when they get into town. You know, you spend months and months planning and coordinating and working at all the details. But then when they actually arrive, it just brings a whole new level of excitement to the whole thing. And so I'm just so looking forward to meeting all of them and just spending some time with them.
Sure. And what would you say to somebody who may not have had the privilege of going to a Vesper concert yet? What would you say about the space, the experience, the whole ambience?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really great because you get to see these wonderful musicians in a small space. It's not like going to the Holland or the Orpheum. Those are both wonderful places. But, you know, you could possibly be far, far away and not. But you can be so close to these artists. You can hear them breathe. You can see the expressions on their faces. You sometimes feel like you're just part of the music. And so it's a whole different experience seeing something like that in a small space.
Oh, that's fantastic. She is Chrissy Choi. She's the executive director of Vesper Concerts. If you're looking for information, one can go to vesperconcerts.org. Imani is here in town February 10th at the Presbyterian Church of the Cross. It's a Monday night, 7 p.m. And thank you so much for coming by today.
Always
a pleasure. Chaotic day. Do appreciate it very much.